From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Wednesday, March 20th. The Chico City Council requested staff bring back more information regarding a potential rent stabilization ordinance for senior mobile home parks. This came after a report from councilors about a related internal affairs meeting earlier this month that resulted in no action. Pleasant Valley Mobile Estates residents showed up to push for rent stabilization during the public comment portion of last night's meeting.
There is rent stabilization in mobile home parks throughout the state, and they base it off of 3% a year, or even up to 5%. I could live with that, but I can't see 10% or 30%.
That's Alan Johnson, the night before the meeting. He has lived at Pleasant Valley with his partner since the mid-2000s. Places like Humboldt County have achieved rent stabilization ballot measures, which has inspired some Pleasant Valley residents. Also, a razor-thin election in Shasta County is prompting election staff to recount ballots by hand. The news outlet Shasta Scout reports that as of Monday, just 46 votes decided whether or not to recall Shasta Supervisor Kevin Cry. With such a close race, county staff elected to recount all of the votes for Cry's recall to double-check its accuracy. The assistant county clerk and registrar of voters told the news outlet that the hand count paired with initial machine counting is a way to audit close elections and assuage any public concerns. The news outlet reports another recount can still be requested by members of the public. That request would have to be made within 5 days of the results of the vote being certified. That will happen on or before April 2nd. And in other news, trees are budding, flowers are blooming, and days are getting longer. It's beginning to feel a lot like spring. In fact, yesterday was the first day of spring. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The spring equinox, the official start of spring, has to do with the position of the sun and Earth. The Earth circles the sun, and it's tilted. This means one hemisphere gets more sunlight than the other. But twice a year, the Earth's axis and orbit align in such a way that the northern and southern hemispheres receive the same amount of sunlight, and the days are almost equally long everywhere. This is the spring and fall equinox, and they both happen each year. The spring equinox arrives sometime between March 19th and March 21st. Over the next few months, the Earth's axis will begin leaning more and more towards the sun, and the northern hemisphere will eventually reach its maximum sun exposure. When that happens, we'll reach the summer solstice, the time when we experience the longest days and shortest nights. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Time is running out for California college students to apply for financial aid. News outlet CalMatters reports they have only 2 more weeks to file their federal aid applications, or FAFSA forms. The forms are required to receive state aid, but changes to the federal form this year have locked out thousands of students. Students who are U.S. citizens but whose parents aren't are the most affected. Now state lawmakers are fast-tracking a bill to lengthen the filing period. If passed, applications would be due May 2nd instead of April 2nd. The bill will have to pass before the legislature goes on break next Thursday. And a potentially fatal dog parasite has been detected in Southern California for the first time. UC Riverside scientists confirmed that the parasitic flatworm, commonly called liver fluke, was found in a portion of the Colorado River. The flatworm is found in snails and has never been reported this far west. It was previously almost exclusively found in Texas and other Gulf Coast states. The parasite can cause a potentially fatal illness that affects a dog's organs, with symptoms developing months after infection. The parasite is not known to be able to cause disease in humans. And finally, a resolution declaring this Trans Week of Visibility at the Capitol in downtown Sacramento was approved by the Senate, but not unanimously. 5 Republicans, including Bakersfield Senator Shannon Grove, voted against it. They objected to a section of the resolution saying anti-trans bills prevent LGBTQ+ youth from playing school sports alongside their friends.
You have to think about our biological girls that are competing against biological males. You get our biological females that are in grade school and high school are getting hurt. Because let's just face it, ladies, I mean, we're really good at what we do, but biological males are just a lot of times more stronger than us.
That prompted this response from San Francisco Democratic Senator Scott Wiener.
The narrative that's being painted around trans kids playing sports as if it's a bunch of LeBrons going to the local high school to play the high school kids. We know that that is not what is actually happening in the real world.
The resolution passed 32-5. It also proclaims March 31st as Transgender Day of Visibility. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, March 20th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Norgrove.